Tonight on the Worldview Report, a political ally of Vladimir Putin warns again that if pushed, Russia will use nuclear weapons in its war with Ukraine. Iran hijacks an oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman, using military force and a new escalation to the war in the Middle East. The World Economic Forum releases its official program for its 2024 conference in Davos, and one item on the agenda is guaranteed to get attention. We'll share the details. The U.S. Army is mourning the unexpected death of a world-class soldier athlete who died of blood clots. The car rental company Hertz gives up on electric vehicles. Google makes a big announcement, and the Wall Street Journal reports that doctors are baffled by the sudden spike in cancer among young people. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. The global news agency Reuters reports that a senior ally of President Vladimir Putin warned on Thursday that any Ukrainian attacks on missile launch sites inside Russia with arms supplied by the United States and its allies would risk a nuclear response from Moscow. Former President of Russia Medvedev, now Deputy Chairman of Russia's Security Council, said that some Ukrainian military commanders were considering hitting missile launch sites inside Russia with Western-supplied long-range missiles. He did not name the commanders or disclose more details of the alleged plan, and there was no immediate reaction from Ukraine to this threat. Quote, what does this mean? It means only one thing. They risk running into the action of paragraph 19 of the fundamentals of Russia's state policy in the field of nuclear deterrence, end quote. That's what Medvedev wrote on the Telegram messaging app, adding, quote, this should be remembered, end quote. The war in the Middle East is heating up. In the first direct action we've seen from Iran this year, an oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman was seized Thursday using military force. They said this was a tit-for-tat response to the U.S. seizing the same oil tanker last year as punishment for violating sanctions by trying to send contraband Iranian oil to China. According to a report by Reuters, Iran seized a tanker with Iraqi crude oil destined for Turkey on Thursday in retaliation for confiscation last year of the same vessel and its oil by the United States. That's what Iranian state media reported. The seizure of the Marshall Islands flagged St. Nicholas coincides with weeks of attacks by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi militants targeting Red Sea shipping lanes. Iran's Fars news agency reported, citing statements by the Iranian Navy. Quote, after the theft of Iranian oil by the United States last year, St. Nicholas tanker was seized by Iran's Navy this morning with a judicial order. It is en route to Iranian ports, end quote. The St. Nicholas was boarded by armed intruders as it sailed close to the city of Sahar in Oman. That's according to British maritime security firm Ambrey. Its AIS tracking system was turned off and it headed in the direction of the Iranian port. That's according to the Reuters article. The ship, loaded with 145,000 metric tons of oil in the Iraqi port of Basra, was heading to a port in western Turkey via the Suez Canal. Its operator, Empire Navigation, told Reuters this fact, adding that it had lost contact with the vessel. The World Economic Forum is set to kick off its 2024 meeting in Davos, Switzerland, and the program is one for the ages. Attendees will watch Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla and OpenAI Sam Altman talk about artificial intelligence. They'll see depopulation point man Bill Gates advancing the climate change agenda. John Kerry, well, he will appear on four different stages to discuss the so-called energy transition away from coal and oil and gas in the direction of wind and solar. And Klaus Schwab will sit down for a one-on-one with the second highest ranking Chinese government official. But one panel in particular sticks out. So reports Jordan Schachtel. The panel, preparing for disease X. He writes, quote, the topic is both incredibly vague and incredibly disturbing. The description for the discussion reads, with fresh warnings from the World Health Organization that an unknown disease X could result in 20 times more fatalities than the coronavirus pandemic, what novel effects are needed to prepare healthcare systems for the multiple challenges ahead, end quote. The panel will feature a high-profile lineup that includes WHO Director Dr. Tedros and the chairman of AstraZeneca, a global maker, by the way, of genetics-based vaccines. The concept of a disease X, says Schachtel explains, was adopted by the World Health Organization in 2018. Tedros, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Jeremy Farrar of the Eugenist Wellcome Trust, and many high-profile individuals on the forefront of COVID hysteria policy, well, they have been involved in advancing the disease X hypothesis over the last few years. Similar posturing at Davos 2019 was followed up with Event 201 later that year. And then COVID was unleashed on the world. So, will the global ruling class attempt to foment another worldwide hysteria at Davos 2024? We should not be surprised if that turns out to be the case, particularly in election year for the United States. Stars and Stripes reports that the U.S. Army is mourning the unexpected death of a world-class soldier athlete who had her sights set on an Olympic gold medal in freestyle wrestling this summer. Estrella, or Star, Dorado Morin, age 21, died January 3rd in Thornton, Colorado, of complications from emergency surgery, so said the Army in a statement on Wednesday. She had experienced numbness in her upper extremities from blood clots. That's what her family told the Army. Star enlisted in the Army in 2020 as a fuel supply specialist and later joined the service's world-class athlete program as a freestyle wrestler. Estrella and her younger sister, Adriana, made world teams in their respective weight classes. Estrella at 117 pounds and Adriana at 121 pounds. Less than a year apart, the sisters, quote, were two peas in a pod, end quote, said their aunt, Patricia Lopez. That's according to an Army statement. Now, one of them has died from blood clots. She almost certainly would have received the COVID vaccine under Joe Biden's clot shot mandate, which was eventually struck down by the courts, but only after 95% or more of the U.S. military had been forced to take the injection. The Wall Street Journal reports that doctors are baffled by the sudden rise in cancer among young people. The journal writes, quote, cancer is hitting more young people in the U.S. and around the globe, baffling doctors. Diagnosis rates in the U.S. rose in 2019 to 107.8 cases per 100,000 people under 50, up 12.8% from 95.6 in 2000. That's what federal data shows. A study in BMJ Oncology last year reported a sharp global rise in cancers in people under 50, with the highest rates in North America, Australia, and Western Europe, end quote. The article goes on to say that doctors are, quote, racing to figure out what is making them sick and how to identify young people who are at high risk. They suspect that changes in the way we live, less physical activity, more ultra-processed foods, new toxins, have raised the risk for higher generations, end quote. Well, this is astonishing. A whole article about rising cancers in young people that have just cropped up over the last 2 years without even mentioning the one big thing that took place over that time span. Young people were all forced to get jabbed at schools, at colleges, and in the workplace. Quote, patients are getting younger, end quote. So said Dr. Andrea Sirkek, who co-directs a program for early onset gastrointestinal cancer patients at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York. That's what she told the Wall Street Journal. And then she added, quote, it's like some environmental change, whether it's something in our food, our medications, or something we have not yet identified, end quote. I'm not even a doctor, and I think I can figure out what the deviation is. Can you not as well? LifeSite News reports that Planned Parenthood and other abortion clinic representatives are caught on camera admitting that they take teens to other states for secret abortions without their parents' consent. The new Project Veritas video shows the Kansas Planned Parenthood managing director admitting, quote, we do help people get to these places, end quote. In another clip, the undercover journalist asks if he needs any documentation about his relationship to a teen exploited for an abortion. And the abortion clinic staffer says, no. Project Veritas tells Life News, quote, in part two of our investigation into the nation's largest abortion provider, undercover camera has further revealed Planned Parenthood's nationwide scheme to traffic minors across state lines for secret abortions. An investigative journalist met with healthcare workers at various clinics in Texas, as well as Planned Parenthood employees in California and Kansas, to further investigate the elaborate links the abortion giant will go to facilitate and help conceal abortions for minors, end quote. In this new video, one Planned Parenthood staffer admits that the abortion business does secret abortions on teens in a way, quote, parents won't find out, end quote. In addition, the Planned Parenthood managing director in Kansas confirmed to Project Veritas that her clinic frequently sees out-of-state patients, and the organization also helps arrange transport for these abortions. And then added, quote, we mostly see Texas and Oklahoma patients. If you want to go further, you got to go to Illinois. You got to go to Colorado. I think the latest one is Washington, D.C. And we do help people get to these places. End quote. Watch this.
In this Project Veritas investigative report, a journalist met with healthcare workers at various clinics in Texas, as well as Planned Parenthood employees in California and Kansas.
Remember that, obviously, in the state of Texas, it's illegal. They would give her information on if she wanted an abortion and stuff like that. They would give her information.
Despite abortion being illegal in Texas, our findings revealed that clinics throughout the state collaborate with Planned Parenthood to aid in transporting patients, including minors, across state lines to obtain abortions.
Oh, she has to travel out of state.
Yeah.
Oh, she can't do that at such a young age.
Yeah.
Do you know of any organization or anything?
Planned Parenthood.
Do they help transport?
They would, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
On undercover camera, the journalist also documented a conversation with a Planned Parenthood managing director in Kansas, Emily. She confirmed the procedures involved in facilitating abortions for minors from different states.
Do you get a lot of out-of-states coming?
All the time.
Really?
We mostly see Texas and Oklahoma patients. If you want to go further, you got to go to Illinois, you got to go to Colorado. I think the latest one is Washington, D.C. And we do help people get to these places.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Even minors.
Mm-hmm.
That's so great. Mm-hmm. So do you know people that Planned Parenthood has helped transport out of the state?
Some of our patients.
Really?
Yeah.
This clip just shows that Planned Parenthood is the known abortion provider.
During our investigation, we interviewed Abby Johnson, a former director at a Texas Planned Parenthood who made headlines in 2009 when she walked away from her lucrative 8-year career and became outspoken about what she witnessed at America's largest abortion provider. She penned a memoir entitled Unplanned, which was made into a movie of the same title. Abby reviewed our footage and provided her perspective based on her firsthand experience.
You know, whether it's shady or whether it's not, it's fine. Just send them to Planned Parenthood. Whether she's a minor, whether she's not, whether she needs to cross state lines, whether she needs it funded, she doesn't have money, whatever it is, Planned Parenthood will handle it. And that, I mean, that's what Planned Parenthood's, that's what they're known for.
The car rental giant Hertz Global Holdings is selling about 20,000 electric vehicles, including Tesla, and they're selling them off of their U.S. fleet. This is the latest sign that electric vehicle demand has chilled as Americans wake up to the obvious advantages of gas-fueled vehicles over electric ones. Hertz Well, they have changed gears and will now adopt for gas-powered vehicles. That's what it said on Thursday, citing higher expenses related to collision and damage for electric vehicles, even though it had aimed to convert 25% of its fleet to electric by the end of 2024. CEO Stephen Scheer had last year at the J.P. Morgan Auto Conference flagged headwinds from higher expenses for its electric vehicles. Reuters reports that Hertz had even limited the torque and speed on the electric vehicles and offered it to experienced users on the platform to make them easier to adapt to after certain users had front-end collisions. Shares of the company, which operates vehicles from Tesla and Swedish EV maker Polestar, among others, fell about 4% on the news. Hertz also expects about $245 million in charges related to depreciation expenses from the electric vehicle sales in the fourth quarter of 2023. We'll be right back after this break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0. Not only that, for a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. Thanks again for watching our broadcast. And remember, this broadcast airs now on many, many platforms. Band.video, Brighteon, Frank Speech, Lindell TV, my home channel, worldviewtube.com. We even air on TV 30 in Milwaukee, a powerful terrestrial station in Milwaukee. So thank you to all the networks that have picked up Worldview Report. We push it out to all those outlets free of charge as a broadcast public education service and a ministry of WVW Broadcast Network and the WVW Foundation. If you appreciate what we're doing, we sure appreciate your support. You can make a contribution of any size at WVWFoundation.com. You know, we have a reporter on the ground in Israel that we pay. In fact, today we're ordering him some new equipment. As you guys also know, we have a reporter in London. And we also just sent Colonel Mills to Taiwan and underwrote half of that cost, about $4,700. So, putting out television and having reporters and journalists on the ground is not cheap, my friends, but we continue to push it all out for free. So how do we cover all those costs when we push it out for free? Well, one way is through our foundation, which again exists to push out television programming, news and information through the lens of a Christian worldview to help people understand the times and know how God would have us to respond. We also sponsor through the foundation, our Sunday night church service that I've been hosting and teaching as I literally open the Bible and we talk about the issues of the day through the lens of the Bible. That's a novel idea, right? So you can find us on Sunday nights at worldviewtube.com, 8 p.m. Central Time, for that Sunday night service brought to you by the foundation. So we do appreciate your support at WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. Thank you. A former president of a Canadian LGBT pride organization was arrested this week, according to reports, and is facing charges of child pornography possession and the sexual abuse of a minor. The charges are against Sean Gravels, who led the North Peace Pride Society in British Columbia. Gravels, who was charged on December 29th with touching a person under 16 for sexual purposes and sexual interference with a person under 16. That's according to CBC. Following further investigations, Gravels was charged with possession of child pornography and importing or distributing child sex material. Gravels, 39, appeared in court on January 1st. and is scheduled to be arraigned at the end of this month. According to his bio page, which has since been deleted, Gravels, quote, became involved in the North Peace Pride Society, end quote, and became president of the organization in 2017. Independent journalist Andy Nagao posted on X, quote, the president of a large Canadian LGBTQ plus group has been arrested and charged with committing child sex crimes. Sean Gravels is accused of molesting a child, possessing child sex abuse content, and distributing it, end quote. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The establishment is pushing for mRNA injections for cows, chickens, pigs, and even shrimp. This is not legal right now in the United States, Canada, or anywhere in North America. But there is a big propaganda push underway to make it legal. The New American recently published an in-depth report on the emerging trend of inoculating livestock with mRNA jabs. The movement is fueled by major investments from big corporations and governments, which the report says could have dire consequences for both animal and human health. Our food supply is at major risk of contamination, so warns physician and medical researcher Dr. William Mackis. In a recent interview with the New American, Dr. Mackis discussed the mechanisms and risks that are associated with both conventional and newer self-amplifying mRNA vaccines. He highlights the possibility of animals experiencing similar adverse effects as humans, such as cancers, blood clots, myocarditis, and reproductive issues. Dr. Mackis points out that the potential threat of the prion or protein misfolding disorders like mad cow disease and other diseases would and could affect humans through consumption of contaminated meat or milk. He also expresses concern about the risk of DNA contamination in mRNA vaccines, which could integrate into the genomes of animals and humans. He criticizes the lack of open discussion in medical circles about these and many other pressing issues, as mRNA vaccines have become a nearly sacred subject that is not to be questioned. Dr. Mackis questions the justification for such risks, pointing to the financial motives of pharmaceutical companies and the propagation of narratives on unexplained emergent biological threats to livestock. It may be argued that the covert bio-warfare projects, well, they might result in the mass infection and vaccination of cattle, followed by widespread slaughter due to the mRNA vaccine's side effects. This scenario logically links to global agendas aimed at reducing meat consumption and promoting alternatives like insects and cultivated meat. The importance of supporting local farmers and opposing these agendas, well, it cannot be overstated. That's what the researcher told the New American. In fact, here he is talking with New American senior editor Veronica. Watch this.
So the topic of mRNA vaccines for farm animals is off limits too, is it?
It's absolutely off limits. You know what? It's almost as if this technology is considered sacred by the Canadian government. And we know that the Canadian government is investing billions of dollars into building new mRNA factories in Canada. There's an mRNA factory that's being built in Quebec. There's another mRNA factory that's going to be built in British Columbia. And so the Trudeau federal government, Justin Trudeau government, has gone all in on this technology and is using, pressure tactics to pressure the medical licensing bodies, the colleges of physicians and surgeons, to silence doctors about the topic and to basically push and promote the vaccines. We know from their literature, from their own literature, that they see the doctors as people that that the population will trust. And so they know that if they pressure the doctors enough to push this technology, that's the way to push it on the population.
And not just the populations. Now we're talking about cattle, we're talking about swine, and even shrimp. So what's the rationale for using mRNA vaccines for livestock in general? What kind of arguments do biotech companies and other stakeholders, such as governments, use to justify investment and research?
Honestly, it's a monstrous technology. We know, for example, that breastfeeding mothers, that if they take an mRNA vaccine, that in the vast majority of breastfeeding mothers, the mRNA will make it into the milk. It's been found in breast milk. We know that, you know, in the breast milk, it ends up being packaged in these exosomes. So these are lipid nanoparticles that the body produces. So the body has taken the injection, then cells will usually take up the lipid nanoparticles with the mRNA, then they will repackage the mRNA, send it back out into the body, and it ends up in the breast milk. And then, you know, the baby ingests these lipid nanoparticles, and we're told, well, you know, the baby might digest it and so on. But we know that these lipid nanoparticles protect the mRNA. The mRNA has been modified artificially with pseudouridine to resist degradation. So it ends up in the digestive system of the baby. It gets taken up by the baby. We have seen a lot of severe reactions in babies that have drank breast milk that has mRNA in it.
So what does that say about humans who drink the milk of jabbed cows or goats or sheep? Common sense would say that that would cause health problems, not to mention eating the meat. We live in an insane time when if one chicken in a flock of 1 million birds tests positive for bird flu, well, they will slaughter the entire flock under the guise of health and safety precautions. And then they want to turn around and inject the same birds with mRNA toxins. Dr. Mackis is a Canadian physician with extensive expertise in radiology, oncology, and immunology. And he's the author of over 100 peer-reviewed medical publications. And he serves as chief of nuclear medicine at the Wellness Company Canada. We would be wise, folks, to follow his advice. But under the current regime in Canada, the U.S., and almost all the nations of the world, the wisdom of real scientists, well, that is silenced, and it's drowned out by the fake scientists lined up to receive their government subsidies and grants. So, if you want to know which scientists are legit and which are fake, find out who's funding them, who's paying them. In other words, as the old saying goes, follow the money. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for watching and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. You've already heard you can support us through our foundation, wvwfoundation.com, but there are other ways you can support us. One way you can support us, and I think also support your own health, is by going to melissahousebg.com. Melissa, H-O-W-S-E-B-G, stands for Bella Grace, melissahousebg.com, and find out about this powerful elixir that I take twice a day, as does my wife, who brought it to us, and they became, well, a company that's supporting us, because with each and every purchase, a percentage comes back to keep this broadcast going. It is a powerful elixir with three ingredients: cat's claw, which is a powerful anti-inflammatory, collagen, and it has astaxanthin, which crosses the blood-brain barrier. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. All the scientific clinical trials are there for you to read at melissahousebg.com. Please check it out, melissahousebg.com. And then, of course, mypillow.com/B66. mypillow.com/B66. That's one of the few promo codes that allow you to receive free shipping. Free shipping. So why not order something heavy like a brand new mattress for 2024? It'll show up in a box at your front door, and you don't even have to pay the heavy shipping cost because it's free when you use the promo code B66, or just go to mypillow.com/B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet bed, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. I just ordered two more pet beds for Delta because she bothers me as I move from room to room. If there's not a MyPillow pet bed in there, she literally stands there and stares at me until I finally bring one from the other room. So I said, why not just get one for the various rooms I move in throughout the day, and there she'll have her pet bed. So I got two more. So take advantage of this sale, the sale, and the free shipping. MyPillow.com/B66. Because nothing's too good for Delta, right? Or for you or your loved ones and family and your furry pets. MyPillow.com/B66. And of course, the folks over at the Wellness Company, my friend Annie Cyrus. Pray for Annie. She's very sick. And she called me today, and I had to help her get some medications, some ivermectin, some amoxicillin, a Z-Pak. This is why you want to keep this on hand. You got to keep these on hand for every family member, folks. Go to the Wellness Company, twc.health/Brannon. When you do, you can order your emergency medical kit with 8 meds that require a prescription. So this is a prescription provided by the docs at the Wellness Company. Use the URL, twc.health/Brannon, and a percentage of each purchase comes back to keep this show going. So help us and your own family. I would have these on hand. Stock up, folks, while you can. twc.health/Brannon. They have a lot of other services they provide as well. Find out about them, would you? At twc.health/Brannon. All right, that does it for this broadcast. Thanks so much for watching. May God save America. Take care.